Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Thursday. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We are going to talk about the prepper versions of what you can and cannot do concerning Ebola, the things that you need to look out for, in the second hour with Vincent De Niro from Prepper and Shooter Magazine. He just put a really good article out there on that. So better he talk about it than me. I'll be asking the questions. We'll both be on a learning curve. However, let us take stock of what we do have happening here in the United States right now today. The FBI has acknowledged that they are powerless to stop 40 identified Americans that have been overseas and fought on the side of ISIS that want to come back to the United States. Can't stop them. They can follow them. They can't stop them. A congressman reported, I think he was out of California, actually. A congressman reported this past weekend that they caught 10 ISIS personnel coming across the border from Mexico. The Obama administration is denying reports that ISIS terrorists have massed in Juarez, Mexico, and that they're planning to do a vehicle-borne IED attack in Ferguson, Missouri. You still have the U.S. Communist Party there trying to keep that alive, trying to keep that stirred up all over the place. And you still have several major cities where riots and random mob attacks have become a legitimate concern for ordinary residents. And we have Ebola. We are living in very interesting times. Now, up to this point, I have been carrying an enhanced EDC when I go out. Now I'm enhancing it yet again. Now, when I say enhanced, I've talked about this discreet bag I have, which I can fit a 7.5-inch AR-15 pistol and a chest rig into, which will carry enough magazines. It's got a trauma kit. It's got spare magazines for my pistol, whatever it may be. And I've talked about what I carry as a sidearm from time to time. However, I'm making a major change to the EDC. I went out yesterday to make that major change. Now, my primary sidearm is either going to be right now it's going to be a Glock 17, because I have a Glock 17 with a RMR installed on it. So even in low light, my older eyes will be able to find that dot. It is zeroed, it is ready, and it's set. And it's a gun that I have a lot of experience with. However, and you can't see it in Radio Land because you don't have a video, but there are some video people watching right now, I have another RMR, and I am going to mount that onto my Glock 19. And what I'm going to do with it is I'm going to take the back sight completely off, altogether. The front sight, I think, if with the recessed cut on it, I think that I will be able to co-witness it with the RMR. That is the plan right now. That's getting ready to be shipped off. That may become the primary carry weapon, the Glock 19, once it has an RMR in it. In the small of my back, inside the waistband. Now, the primary gun is going to be outside the waistband. Inside the waistband is going to be a Glock 26. Both of the holsters that I use for my daily carry are made by G-Code, who sponsors the whole second hour. This is called the Incog. This was developed in conjunction with Travis Haley. With the fuzz, with the fuzzy cover on it, even though it's very hard kydex, it is remarkably comfortable for a hard kydex inside the waistband holster. Although I'm going to have to call today and speak to the kydex meister, Jesse Lockhart, to see if I can rearrange these clips, because this is going to be in the small of my back like that, where I will be coming down like this. Now, I've talked about carrying two guns before, but now I'm going to incorporate a third, because I carry my camera bag everywhere I go, because I'm trying to hone my pitiful photography and videography skills. But the issue was that the camera bag is designed to be small and discreet, but it does have pockets if I could find something that I could stick in there as a third gun that I will have on my body. So yesterday I took care of that. I went out and got a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Very thin profiled gun. This is a weapon I would recommend for any female that wants to carry a small, very discreet gun, because it is a full-blown 9mm. I've got it loaded with a Corban Powerball 100 grain high velocity rounds. That's going to be going in the camera bag with a spare magazine. So I will be carrying the Glock 26 in the small of my back. This is going to be the secondary weapon. Or this could be the weapon that, if there's somebody there that says they can handle a weapon, I can arm a second person. I can have a second set of eyes and a second gun brought into the fight. Right now it's going to be the Glock 26, or excuse me, the Glock 17 is the primary weapon. That's a G-Code paddle holster. These are really, really, really good. They're really rigid. They have a tension adjuster screw. They don't fall out. The gun is not going to fall out no matter what I do. And at the same time, it presents, if you can hear that, a very smooth draw. And this one is loose for some stupid reason. And that will be the primary until the Glock 19 gets the RMR installed on it. And then in addition, if things are really getting hairy in front of me, well, I will be going back to the car and pulling out the 7.5-inch AR pistol with the SIGTAC stock. The spare magazines I'm going to carry are all going to be for the Glock 17. The reason I picked those three guns as the primary options to carry on me is because Glock 17 mags work in all of them. And it's two more rounds at the very basis. The Glock 26, I've got a 2+ plate extender on it, so it's got 12. 17's got 17. 19's got 15. But the 17 magazines work in all of it. And I may put one of those 33-rounder happy sticks in the discreet bag, just in case. And I'm doing that because I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know if anybody knows what's going to happen next. It seems like the people that should be in charge of things right now are holding their hands up, just watching it happen, trying to figure out what to do next. But now we face a variety of possible threats out there amongst us. And I myself don't care to be caught unprepared. So as I'm walking about with my camera bag and everything and just trying to blend in, be the gray man, as Samuel Hayes would say, I'm going to be various shades of gray on that one. But Samuel carries a lot of stuff on him, too. I will have a knife. I will have a knife. I'll have both a folder on me, and I'll have a long blade in the really bad situation bag, the ISIS bag, if you will. So, just out of curiosity, have you expanded your EDC? Email me and let me know, bill@lockandloadradio.com. There's no right or wrong answer to this. This is just what you're going to put together. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in America studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's go to the phones. John in Austin, bug out bag, carry bag. What you got?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you today?
Well, it looks like everything's going to the dogs all of a sudden. You can probably hear them.
I hear them in the background. I call those burglar alarms, but let's talk about what you got.
Well, you know, my worst scenario with this ISIS bunch, it would be something akin to the Belson School incident a few years back, where the Chechen rebel took over an elementary school or a public school in Russia and held it for, what, 3 days, 4 days?
Right.
And, you know, that would be, to me, the worst-case scenario of, like, if, because I picture these guys coming in using small teams.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be dismounted. My fear is not just one small team, but like three spread out around the city or the town, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, and doing tabletop exercises, looking at this and seeing, like, go ahead, Bill, you were going to say? Bill?
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No, I was listening to you.
And doing tabletops and everything, you look at like a primary target and then secondary target possibly being like your trauma one hospital.
Yeah, and that would be a really bad target to hit because that would be a lot of bad.
Because all you'd have to do is walk into the emergency room, get your way to the back and just let go.
And that does two things. It kills a bunch of people, and any people that are being killed outside of the hospital or wounded outside of the hospital got nowhere to go for care.
Exactly. It knocks down your trunk, you know. And so it's a secondary target. And then a third target might be a major transportation route.
Or a shopping mall there's all kinds. Downtown, just getting out on the ground downtown. There's all kinds of things it can be. And it's all going to be bad. It's all going to be bad.
But what I'm interested in, like, in the car, I know you can't carry it in a bag necessarily. Not in the bags anyway, but like having a match-grade rifle.
The thing about the rifle, here's the thing about the rifle, and there's still a bit of a technicality going on with this. I'm carrying an AR pistol. Because it is designated a pistol. And in my state, I have a concealed carry permit. So with that pistol, I can have it. I can't put it in the bag with a magazine in it. But if the bag was tall enough, conceivably, I could put it in there with a magazine in it with a round chambered because it is technically a pistol. Even though I'm going to employ it as a long gun. The match-grade rifles and everything, I know where you're leading up to that. And where you're at in Texas, what are the laws pertaining to carrying that in the car? I mean, does it have to be cased up? Does it have to be secured, locked up? You have to be going to the range and everything else?
It needs to be out of the driver's reach.
So it has to be in the trunk or way back in the back of the car and possibly in a case?
Yeah, which it would be in my case anyway. Given my background search and rescue, my vehicle is also a bug-out bag.
Right.
And, you know, I have a, if I'm loaded for bear, I have quite a selection to choose from. You know, because, like, you might want to have high protection footwear to get through the rubble, knee pads, a Tyvek suit, a respirator mask, you know, things like this, which, you know, I mean, theoretically, you could come out with a bug out bag that, you know, three Sherpas are going to carry behind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mine. Mine is conspicuously missing a lot of things. Missing a lot of things. And I understand that.
I purposely go out and buy a small bag because Murphy's Law dictates that the size of the bag will dictate how much you will put in it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So buy a big bag, you're going to put a lot of stuff in it. But like I said before, you know, I got the Ebola scare going on 75 miles from the Tex-Mex border. And then if Obama sends the troops over into the Ebola hot zone, they're going to be coming probably to San Antonio to Brooks Army Hospital for treatment. So I'm just, you know, I'm being surrounded.
yeah, you are.
No way.
So yeah, you.
For all you, kinds.
You guys on the border states, I don't know what you need to carry. I really don't.
You don't know if what to answer the door was a bucket of Clorox or a pistol in your hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Bill.
No, I was just saying, I don't know what you guys could carry. I published a picture of the weapons I carry in my running bag, and one guy that I know, I've actually spoken with him before, he's got this ingenious setup. He's got a bag that looks like it's just a sling bag that goes on his back, but he's got the right size plate carrier that fits in it. He's got a tabor that fits in it. I mean, he's got all kinds of stuff that he can fit in his. I don't have the bag to do that. So I have decided to go not worry about carrying plates, and I'm just carrying a chest rig. I may switch it out for my Agilite vest. My Agilite vest is a pretty high-speed piece of kit, and I think I can fold it up just enough to get in there.
Yeah, see, I've got a vest, sort of the mailman carry type, with the soft plate up front, hard plate in the back.
Yeah, I'm not carrying plates. I'm not carrying plates. What I've got right now, I can put on in the chest rig that I am carrying. I can put it on in 5 minutes. The Agilite vest, I can put on in 5 minutes. And I want to shorten my time. If I make it to the car, that's the shortcoming to it. I'm coming up on the break. Can you hang on through the break?
Yeah, sure, Bill.
Hang on up through the break. The shortcoming to the extended bag is going to be that it's somewhere in a car. And if this happens in a shopping mall, if it happens in a, if it happens downtown, and I've got the car in a parking garage and I'm four blocks away, I got to fight to get back to it. So, anyway, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400, so call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Back to the phones, back to John and Austin. So what, as far as when you are traveling about nowadays in Austin, Texas, what are you carrying?
I have a rig that consists of a battle belt, with a, and on the suspenders, I've mounted a hydration pack that has a lot of webbing.
It's right, right.
And on there, I attached three smaller pouches, and it carries extra ammunition, blowout kit, some spare stuff, carry water, additional water, some munchies. I carry 8 mags for my AK. And I carry 3 mags for the dragging off, and 50 rounds of shotgun ammunition if I want it for my shotgun.
And that's what you're carrying around with you.
And it's in the back of the, because like I figure something big goes down, I'm just grabbing it, I'm throwing it on. Okay. I also have a pretty extensive medical kit that's on a sling bag.
Right.
And so I'm going to go in like that and throw my search and rescue credentials on and just go see what happens and see where I can be of assistance. You know, run to the gun, if you will. If I find myself caught up in it, obviously I can't wear that into a ball or anything like that. You know, it's just a simple concealed carry.
Right.
I do have one of those, UTG man bags. You know, what I'm talking about?
I believe I do, yeah.
And that's a neat little bag because you can carry, a lot of stuff on that, and you know, you carry just about everything you need to get you where you want to go in a short-term setting.
I'm considering changing my bag because the battle belt is a great idea. I like the battle belt because the battle belt, if you're not going to carry plates, you could just about, depending on how your belt's set up, just run with that alone. Haven't really talked too much about battle belts. What John is referring to and what I'm referring to is a very wide belt that fits on top of the belt you're already wearing, and it's either got suspenders like the one he's got and the one I've got, or I have another one that has a rubber backing to where it's not going to slip down, and you can connect all kinds of stuff to these things. And it's just about a... It's every bit as good as any chest rig system, except it's not on your chest. It's around your waist, which is instinctively where most of us go when we're making magazine changes. But I've got to get a bigger bag to put mine in it. That's going to be my issue. So I've got to go out and find a bigger bag. But not one that I don't want. The thing I like about the bag I've got now is that nothing moves when I pack it up. So when I pick it up, there's nothing rattling or shaking. And everything stays pretty intact, and I don't want to give away what I'm carrying, you know. But in any event, yes, you're loaded for bear, but you're in Texas, so you probably need to be loaded for bear.
The other thing about with the belt system and the is I can attach a small assault pack. I've got it set up so that I have a carabiner clip. And I just attach that to the back of the hydration pack, and that even extends my rig out further.
Hmm.
I can drop it on or drop it off, or I could drop the hydration rig and put a, like I have a 50-liter backpack that I can put on, too, if I really, you know, that's if I'm going ghost.
Right. Going ghost. All right. And
I'm going to walk away and, you know, see you.
Commune with nature. I understand. I got you. Listen, let me shove off and carry on, John. Thank you very much for the call. Stay safe.
All right.
All right. In the other day, Skynet has attacked. I don't know if you guys heard about this. An off-duty police officer at an outpatient imaging center was getting ready to be put into an MRI machine. This was in New York State. He had a officer's model compact 45 caliber 1911, actually a 1991 A1 made by Colt. They flipped the switch too early on the machine, on the MRI machine. The MRI machine disarmed the police officer and fired the weapon inside the MRI machine. The MRI machine was not damaged in the resulting. I don't even know how to characterize this. The police officer, the safety was engaged on the weapon, and it was still in the up position when they found it. I would be inspecting that weapon because an MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, this is all done with a magnet, a very strong magnet, and that's why you got to take off your rings and your necklaces and everything else, and your gun. And this guy was about 3.5 feet away from the machine when he was laying his gun down, and they flipped the switch, and it just snatched it right out of his hand. No one was injured. The gun struck the magnet bore. And there's been a little bit of cosmetic damage occurred to the magnet itself. In order to get the MRI machine to release the gun, they had to turn it off. So Skynet has struck for the first time. The gun likely discharged as a result of the effect of the magnetic field on the firing pin block. It was probably drawn into the uppermost position by force of the magnetic field. The firing pin block only has to overcome very light pressure from a relatively small spring to release the firing pin. The pistol was likely drawn into the magnetic field so that the muzzle struck the magnet's bore first. With the firing pin allowed to move freely in its channel, the force of the impact on the muzzle end was sufficient to cause the firing pin to overcome its spring pressure and move forward to strike the primer of the chambered round. I think it's very wise to be armed for self-defense purposes, but here's one instance in where I think you should disarm yourselves. That's when you're going near an MRI machine. And my biggest question about this is, does this count as a negligent discharge or an accidental discharge, or is it both, or how are we going to classify this one? How are we going to classify this one? I don't know. I don't know how you could possibly classify it. Skynet. Skynet, that's how you classify it. That's all you need to know. That's all I need to know, anyway. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Vincent DeNiro from Prepper and Shooter Magazine. And we're going to discuss what he's found out research-wise about Ebola. And some of it is quite distressing, to say the least. If it starts hitting around where you're at, you're going to be forced to make some decisions that you probably don't want to make. I know I will have to make them. I may be bugging out. I may bug out to the Ebola-free zone. Where would that be? I don't know. Canada? I don't know. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. New York State, despite it being the land of Cuomo, and despite New York City, New York State as a whole is a gun state. They have a great hunting state. Some of the densest terrain out there that you'll ever find. That's why Fort Drum is in New York with the fabled 10th Mountain Division. I mean, those guys are just tough because of where they train. A lot of people have been asking for the registration data that should have been compiled due to the SAFE Act. Now, there's a lot of reasons why that's never been made public, but now advocates on both sides are wanting to know how many people have registered their guns. Now, in New York, it was reckoned at one point that there was at least a million AR-15s alone in New York State. At stake here, what they're looking for is evidence whether the new and controversial SAFE Act and the resulting gun control legislation requirement, they want to know if that's working. SAFE Act was the SAFE Act is the opportunity that Andrew Cuomo saw from the resulting horror and recoil of Newtown. They took it on face value. I know a lot of you don't. I have questions about it too. But with the resulting coverage and everything that went on, Cuomo saw his time to expand what happens in New York City throughout the rest of the state. One of the more polarizing issues was the contention that eliminating the number of cosmetic features and limiting magazine capacity on semi-automatic firearms and requiring these newly classified guns to be registered would translate to increased safety. Since that time, a number of manufacturers of AR-15s have come out with a New York-compliant AR-15. It's a strange-looking beast, but, Black Rain Ordnance has done it. Wyndham Weaponry has done it. I mean, quite a few have done this. SAFE Act opponents take the view that few New Yorkers have registered their firearms, and the state is keeping a lid on the numbers, especially with an upcoming election cycle, to keep from embarrassing Cuomo. I think this needs to be released. There's a lot of sheriffs in New York that do not wish to enforce the SAFE Act. There's a lot of people that have defied it. There's some people putting the actual registration numbers below 10%. And that would be a gigantic electoral slap in the face for Andrew Cuomo. Also, in the off stage there is, I believe his name is either Rob or Rick Astorino. He's running against Cuomo. And Cuomo, of the incumbents out there, he's probably the safest incumbent to be reelected and enacted really bad gun control. Malloy's in a little bit of trouble. Hickenlooper's in all kinds of trouble in Colorado. And mark my words, in the next time an election cycle comes up after 594 passes in Washington State, that guy will be in trouble. That guy will be in trouble. But where's the open government on this? Where's the whole concept of open government? You put a registration scheme in place. How's it working? Your New York State police don't want to enforce it. Your local law enforcement doesn't want to enforce it. Well, how's it working? Give out all they have. All they have is this idea that all I see happening is Cuomo pounding a desk. This thing was shoved. They suspended a whole bunch of rules to get this thrown out there. It was passed in the middle of the night. And there's a lot of people that just don't, they're not interested in registering their firearms. They're not going to do it. Because they know where it goes. In California, not in California, in New York, they've done a little probing, you see. They went after a guy. I don't remember the gentleman's name, but they went after a guy because he had taken SSRIs, which we're going to talk about those next week. Or they said he'd taken SSRIs. So because they had registration of his handguns, they did a little cross-reference search, found out this guy had taken SSRIs, and oops, he's got guns. So they went and tried to confiscate his guns. Facade over. That's why you want the registry, so you can go confiscate that. If you know where they are, you know what to go get, you know what you're looking for. That's why they want the registry. So I hope Cuomo has fun with it. And I hope we hear these figures before November the 4th. Somebody should be demanding to hear these figures. And if they're not doing it in New York State, I'm sure they are. But going on to other news, once again, the Moms Demand Action have claimed that we're not against the Second Amendment. The actual truth of that is that they are against the Second Amendment. They're just pro-gun. They're pro-gun in their hands. But along with that, they suggest that Americans must give up one of two things, either their guns or their children. The other day she was on CNN's Money, Shannon Watts was, and they completely glossed over the fact that she was a very successful PR executive. She was just a mom, you know, she was standing there in her Betty Crocker apron, baking a cake when Newtown happened, and she sprung into action. Yeah. On CNN Money, she said the gun lobby is very vocal about their fear of getting their guns taken away. Moms are afraid of our children being taken away, and that's the argument that I think will win at the end of the day. If arming more people meant that we would be safer, we would be the safest country in the world. We're pretty close. We are actually pretty close to it. In Russia, our murder rate, overall murder rate, all things considered, including guns, our murder rate is 7.8% per 100,000. In Russia, where they don't have guns, 30.6. Handguns are banned in Russia. In December of 2013, we also found out that firearm-related murder and non-negligent homicide has fallen nearly 50% from 1994 to 2009. As the number of privately owned firearms has grown from 192 million to whatever it is today, between the static number they keep using is 310, I think it's closer to 400. So say between 310 and 310 million and 400 million guns in the United States. The U.S. is safer. When crime is falling and gun ownership is going up and we have the expanding population exponentially going along with it, it's getting safer in the U.S. As a matter of fact, go read some of John Lott's stuff. And you can find out where most of this is happening. Half of all the firearms homicides happen amongst black gang members that your policies helped install into the gangs, because that's the only place they could find acceptance. So if we were to go, and I don't know, maybe crack down on those guys while simultaneously putting real pro-growth programs in the way, i.e. government getting out of the way, maybe that would solve itself. But don't come looking to me. And I don't have to give up my children. I don't have to give up my guns. I don't have to give up anything because I'm a free man. Shannon. One time, I would give that lady a whole lot more credence as far as actually having some guts if she actually spoke to somebody in a forum that didn't have the same viewpoint she has. The only time you see her showing up is when you've got some talking head at MSNBC or possibly CNN Money saying to her everything that she believes so she can just nod and look demure. If she were to get up there and sit across the table from Larry Pratt, Jeff Cox, I don't know, David Kodria, if she were to sit across the table from them, Emily Miller, anybody, Tucker Carlson, sit across the table from them and let them question you, well, then I've got, that changes. As it is, I just think she's a coward who hides behind Twitter and only goes where it's a welcoming audience with open arms to surround her in the gossamer embrace that she so wants to have. And she probably eats a lot of Panera Bread to enjoy the Panera warmth. Coming up next from Prepper and Shooter Magazine, we're going to be joined by Vincent De Niro on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.